Today we have Jackie Davis on Castle Country Focus, who is the owner of Price Floral. And Price Floral has been around for 75 years, at least, and Jackie has been part of it for the last 37 years. So as I figure it, she started working there when she was 2 years old. Thank you, Jackie, for being with us.
You're so welcome.
Now, you are in one very competitive field with internet, grocery stores, other competitors. How is it that a business like yours can be there for either 75 years or even 37 years?
Well, I think there's a lot of different reasons and a lot of different things that a business owner has to look at when they are in business. One of them is being flexible and changing with the market as the market changes. Believe me when I say that the market is completely different than it was when I took this business over 37 years ago. You have to be able to meet your customers' expectations, and as those expectations change, you have to be able to continue to adapt to that.
Expectations. What do you mean by that?
At one time, people would place an order with me 2 days in advance because they wanted it delivered for someone's birthday or the anniversary or that type of thing. Now it's, can we have it delivered within the next 2 hours? Because they expect instant action.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. And they get that through ordering online. They can have something delivered, you know, the next day or in 2 days or whatever. So we need to be able to do that, step it up a bit and do it even faster. That's part of the customer's expectations. Another thing is flowers have changed, and they are they've been bred to last longer. So customers expect their flowers to last longer than they did in the past. In the past, flowers weren't hybrid like they are now. Their shelf life was 3 to 5 days. Now we're looking at 2 weeks they should last.
Wow.
In most cases. I think part of it, too, is the fact that customers are smarter. They have more information available to them, so they know what to expect. So on our end, we have to be able to deliver that.
Sweet.
Another thing that I think is important is diversification. And I think you will see that in many small businesses now, that nobody can rely on just one thing, one item to sell or one type of item. You have to diversify and have other products that you offer to your customers.
So you're selling more than just flowers.
Definitely. I have a lot of giftware. I have purses. I have chocolates. I have fudge, green plants, blooming plants, silk arrangements, wall decor. As a matter of fact, I opened up a baby clothing boutique also. So we have a boutique called First and Foremost that's upstairs in the flower shop. So it's just, you know, and it just keeps changing. You keep changing to meet the market.
You're obviously paying attention to your customer. How do you get this feedback about where you need to go next?
I listen to people. I talk to people. People come in looking for something that I don't carry. I will consider getting it in the future. So it's just a matter of listening. And sometimes looking for what's not here. In our town, there is no real clothier that sells baby clothes or baby items, blankets, swaddles, moccasins, all that kind of thing. So it's a niche market of what's not already available here.
And so you fulfill that or try to fulfill that.
Yes.
So paying attention to your customers. This is what you're telling me, Jackie.
It is. Well, that's the most important thing, is to pay attention to your customers. I think the way you get your customers to come back again and to keep coming back, because they have so many options and so many choices today, in today's world, is to under-promise and then over-deliver.
Now, tell our listeners that phrase again.
Under-promise and over-deliver. So don't promise more than you know you can do, but then do more than they expect.
In every possible way.
In every possible way, yes. one of the things that I do is that we do here is when there is a funeral service, we take pictures of all the flowers that we send to the funeral. And then after the service is over, we present the family with a photo album of the flowers that we delivered. And it has it also includes a confirmation page that lists the name and address of the person that sent the order and how the card was signed, so who all was included on the card. That is one of those things they don't expect, but they are so grateful to have it. Inevitably, I get a thank you card every time because we over-delivered. We did something extra.
When my mother died, that was an important thing. That information was important for us to get as a family so that we could thank everyone that sent flowers to Mom's funeral. I mean, she died in Idaho, and that's where the funeral was, and so that was very difficult for us down here to know what to do with it. That is a great, great service, Jackie.
You know, and it came to be just because I had a death in my family, and it wasn't here locally, and I took pictures of the flowers at the service because I knew I wouldn't remember everything that was sent there. Because as a family member, you have a lot of other things going on. After the service and when we sat down and looked at the pictures, I was like, oh, I forgot that was there, or I didn't notice that one. And a lot of my family was the same way. So it's just one of those things that, by experience, I too found out that was something that was useful. I decided that was something I would do for other people.
So when I order flowers from you, there's more than flowers there. There's much more than flowers there. There's service, information, really value added.
Yes, and we have a lot of orders that are placed online. People go onto our website and order flowers, so we get the order over the internet. Then when we do the arrangement, we email them a picture of the flowers that we did. And if they request, we will even email a picture of the recipient receiving the flowers.
Oh.
So they can see.
Of the recipient getting the flowers?
Yes.
So
when we take the flowers to the door, we can take a picture of the recipient with the flowers and email it to our customer.
I've never heard of that.
And for people that live out of town, that's a really great thing.
Yes.
They really appreciate that because sometimes they feel like they don't know what they're going to get. If you're going to get what you actually ordered, they appreciate getting a picture of even just the flowers. And then they also get another email when the flowers are delivered, letting them know that the flowers have been received. Technology is a great thing.
Well, Jackie,
we use it to our advantage whenever possible.
I can see why when you started when you were 2 years old, why there's been 37 years of successful service to your clients and customers. Thank you for taking the time and being with us on Castle Country Focus.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.